Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. In the next few minutes, you're going to learn about one of my well-kept secrets. It's this little place just north of the border that I hold dearly, a place that feels as if you've been transported to a small French village. Here to spill the beans on my Quebecois brigadoon is Sally Pollack. She's a food writer for 7 Days. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
We're talking about L'Ouf in Mystic. First of all, get us to Mystic, Quebec.
Well, you have to cross the border. As you said, turn right at the church. And really, that's gets you there. If people can imagine sort of 10 miles north of the border, that first church. However, at the border, I was well directed. I've run into various customs agents over the years. Never have I met a prophetic one. But as I headed across the border to go to L'Ouf, I was asked what I was doing in Quebec and how long I'd be there. And I told him, I'm a reporter. I'm going to check out this chocolatier in Quebec for a story I'm writing. And he said, so you're going for inspiration? And I was like, well, inspiration and chocolate. But it turned out he was right, because that is an inspirational place.
So you take the right at the church, you head into Bedford.
And you keep going, you cross a little bridge, and then there are signs, L'Ouf, and you cross a little bridge, and it's off the main road on a little country road, and you come upon L'Ouf, which means the egg in English, and it's a little quiet little village. There's a church on one side of the road across from L'Ouf, and it's now painted barn red, and it was the general store in Mystic that was originally built in 1860. And Pierre Normandou, who owns L'Ouf with his wife, Monique Dupont, purchased the building from its third owner. He is the third owner. He's the third person to own it and the first person to transform it from a general store, which he did.
Describe the scene when you arrive and walk into L'Ouf.
Well, when you walk in, you're in a little sort of shop. And I was blown away by the chocolates, really, because it's Easter season and the shelves are just filled with chocolates that Pierre has made in this workshop out back. And they're mainly, at this time of year, Easter sort of themed. There's bunnies, there's hens, there's fish, there's eggs, there's sheep. There are things everywhere you look, you stumble upon another little treasure. And the shelves are also lined with house-made jams and jellies that he makes and jars, and a Nutella-like chocolate in jars that he says is better than Nutella. I believe him. And, you know, then I saw on a little shelf a milk chocolate boy wearing a milk chocolate tunic holding a chocolate rose. These works of art everywhere, and it's almost too much to take in everything that's there.
How did Pierre start his business?
So he grew up on a little farm and orchard. He's one of six children, although he's far from childhood at this point, six siblings who grew up on a little farm in Bedford. His parents worked off the farm. And he went to art school in Montreal and was interested in design. And then in 1975, as a young man, he bought this former general store and opened a little antique shop. After 3 years, he sort of shifted business plans and opened L'Ouf. That was 40 years ago. And as he said, you know, you have to just take a chance in life. And when he opened it, he just served omelets and crepes. And now he has an extensive menu. And he roasts his own coffee beans. He makes his own ice cream. He built his own prep counters. He has beautiful copper bottom stainless steel pots from France that he cooks on. He makes, you know, lunch and supper 4 or 5 days a week, depending on the season. And then out back is this chocolate shop where during Easter season, he's making about 1,500 pieces of chocolate.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack, a food writer for 7 Days. And we're talking about L'Ouf in Mystic, Quebec. Sally, he really owns some interesting molds for Easter candy.
2 months before Easter, he's out back, and he has molds, many, many molds. This shop is just lined with molds, some plastic, some tin, and there's various animals. There's one molt. He makes four rabbits holding aloft an egg. There's little birds' nests. There's regal hens. There's, you know, it's like a menagerie. I don't know the word for it. And he melts chocolate, the imported chocolate from France, in double boilers. And it has to be the exact right temperature. As he said, 1 degree too hot, it won't work. 1 degree too cold, no good. Yet he doesn't use a thermometer to measure the temperature. He just knows, has this feel and decades of experience when to pour it into the mold. And then he lets it set there, in his case, overnight, and unmolds it the next day.
And then what kind of treats does he make when it's not Easter time?
He said he mainly makes bars when it's not Easter time, decorative bars. And I saw one that has an image of his shop, this sort of the old Mystic General store, this clapboard building. And from when he was a little kid, he was always more interested in sort of the decoration on chocolate rather than what was inside it. You know, he does these things. If I didn't ask, I wouldn't have, like, found out, you know, in a way. He wouldn't, wow, you roast coffee beans? Wow, you grow your own herbs? You jar your own tomato sauce? Oh, yeah, I get half a ton of tomatoes from the Montreal markets every year. And then he, you know, makes tomato sauce and jars it. He makes his own sausages. He makes his own pasta. And he said he doesn't have time to get old because he works so much and he loves every facet of what he's doing.
I know you didn't have the opportunity to eat there, but I will tell you that you missed some sublime French country cooking, so it's worth a trip back.
I'm planning to go back. I mean, I can't get there soon enough, actually.
Sally Pollock is a food writer for 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us in the VPR Cafe.
Thank you.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the Cafe. You can go to vpr.net/podcasts.